Good morning, 53 degrees at 928 Scott Woodside with a continuing Monday, October 20th edition of the WPGC News Magazine cover story. Iran, the city of Abu Dhan, is hanging on against merciless Iraqi artillery fire today, but Iran admits the city is cut off by the Iraqis. Whatever, no change in our hostage situation, which is the most important story of the day. Mary Cunningham, the beautiful Bendix Corporation vice president who quit under a cloud of controversy. Guess what? She's suddenly a very hot commodity on Wall Street. Yep. Since her resignation, there has been a scramble for the unlisted telephone number of the Detroit apartment where she has been in hiding. Several firms are prepared to offer Miss Cunningham an even better job than the one she left after rumors linked her romantically to the Bendix chairman. Meanwhile, the head of a national executive recruiting agency says he expects a rash of Mary Cunninghams to come out of their corporate closets to complain how gossip and sexual innuendo have hurt their careers. But so far, there has been only silence from Miss Cunningham. 29-year-old Harvard graduate is still locked in her apartment on the same block where the Bendix board chairman, William Agee, moved recently after his divorce. Frank Draub, an analyst with the top New York brokerage house, E.F. Hutton, says although Miss Cunningham may have risen too quickly, he doesn't think the publicity has hurt her. And when E.F. Hutton talks, you know what? Miss Cunningham rocketed from Gal Friday to top advisor and strategy planner during her 15-month stint at Bendix. Joseph Filippi, analyst with Dean Witter Reynolds Incorporated, predicts she will get a job at least the equivalent of the Bendix vice presidency. This was one of the four weekends a year that the White House grounds were open for public inspection, and as expected, thousands took advantage of the chance to walk on the ground of presidents and their families, the site of the annual Easter egg hunt, Amy's Treehouse, the garden. The federal government has created a new job position if you're out of work and looking, maybe a new career area you might be interested in. Energy auditor. A qualified energy auditor is either self-employed or works for an electric or gas utility or other energy supplier and is actually certified by a state government as being qualified to audit the energy use of residential and commercial methods. Whew. You should have seen the long version of what the what all of that meant. We just broke it down so you would understand it. What? Park officials in the Glacier National Park in Montana have a bear of a problem. They're looking for ways to protect thousands of annual visitors from grizzly bears. Some 200 grizzlies are estimated to be living in the park. The park has a bear management plan, and officials frequently close sections of the park that seem to be prone to bear attacks. Unfortunately, though, their plan is getting the cooperation of the bears, since they have eaten some three park visitors already this year and chewed on a ranger's left leg for a while. Coming up, music memos when the WPGC News Magazine continues, brought to you by Lowe's Chevrolet.
I want to tell you about saving money. I want to tell you about Lowe's Chevrolet. You see, Lowe's Chevrolet will save you money because this month, Lowe's Chevrolet has already taken most of its early 1981 arrivals and put a big red X right through the middle of their window stickers. Chevette, Caprice, Camaro, Citation, all of them. The 1981s at Lowe's Chevrolet are more than on sale. They are borderline giveaways. Why? Because unlike most dealers still stuck with last year's 1980s that have to be sold first, Lowe's Chevrolet has put a bare few. Their business right now is to sell you the 1981 Lowe's Chevrolet you've been waiting for at the Lowe's Chevrolet price you can afford. The 1981 selection is there, so get out there. Now is the time to buy these cars.
If it's price you want, then it's the price you get. Lowe's Chevrolet. Lowe's Chevrolet.
Upper Marlboro, 301 and Route 4.
If it's price you want, then it's price.
Oh. The soundtrack for Neil Diamond's long-awaited movie, The Jazz Singer, is going to be available any day now. The movie will begin its run on theaters across the nation right after the 1st of December.
And, of course, Waylon, when he fills in for Dave Fox, is going to be playing the first new song from that album, which we played first here last week. So stick around and enjoy that.
Jim, got a trivia question for you. What three songs were played more than 1 million times on American radio last year?
What three songs? They were hits last year,
mm-hmm.
In other words. Let's see.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, if they were played last year.
1 million times.
My Sharona.
No, that was 2 million. The Bee Gees, Emotion.
Uh-huh.
Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Last year was played over a million times?
Oh. And the Beatles, Norwegian Wood.
Huh. Interesting, of all the Beatles songs,
yeah,
that one. Great song. Great song from Rubber Soul.
WPGC's exclusive CompuWeather, partly to mostly sunny and cool today, high 67, clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 48, current Washington temperature, 53 degrees at WPGC, it's 932.